From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuga Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The COVID-19 Response Task Force of Indonesia stated that as many as 20,146,421 Indonesians have received their second COVID-19 vaccine doses as of 12 p.m. Western Indonesia time on Friday. As reported by Antara, the task force informed that the number of fully vaccinated Indonesians rose by 477,199 on Friday compared to the day before. Meanwhile, the number of Indonesians receiving their first vaccine, jab, increased by 516,051 to reach 45 million. Overall, Indonesia is seeking to vaccinate more than 200 million citizens to build herd immunity against the coronavirus under the nationwide vaccination drive, which was rolled out on January 13, 2021. President Joko Widodo was the nation's first COVID-19 vaccine recipient. State-owned enterprises Minister Erick Thohir has said SOEs, Corporate Social Responsibility or CSR activities, will be focused on three sectors, health, education, and green environment. As reported by Antara, Minister Erick Thohir on Friday said the government has to devote its CSR to the right sectors. Formally, the government has done many CSR projects in various aspects. From now on, the government will refocus its CSR activities to health, education, and green environment sectors as they have become the most crucial ones. Prior to making the statement, the minister emphasized that he will continue to maximize the role of SOEs in assisting the handling of COVID-19 in Indonesia. The efforts are aimed at easing the burden on hospitals and saving more human lives. Minister of State Secretary Pratikno has revealed that events to commemorate the 76th anniversary of the independence of the Republic of Indonesia this year will be moved to digital platform. Escorted by Antara, Pratikno, an online press conference in Jakarta on Friday said that in 2021, the various activities will focus more on virtual activities so that people can feel new experiences. He informed the Rumah Digital Indonesia channel has planned activities around Indonesia's independence from August 1st to August 31st, 2021. He also said the theme for this year's Independence Day, Indonesia's Resilience, Indonesia's Growth. As many as 1,500,000 doses containing 750,000 vials of Sinopharm vaccine arrived in Indonesia on Friday, bringing the total to 7,500,000 doses of Sinopharm vaccine having been received by the country. Escorted by Antara, Deputy State-Owned Enterprises, SOEs Minister Pahala Mansuri explained that the vaccine arrival was meant to support the Gotong Royong vaccination program, which is an additional option for employees in increasing vaccines and supporting the national vaccination target of administering 2 million doses per day. Mansuri, in a statement in Jakarta on Friday, explained the Gotong Royong vaccination program is based on the spirits of collaboration and cooperation, which can help ease the funding burden of the Indonesian government. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, in cooperation with the Indonesian Game Association, will assist a number of selected gaming companies to join the Gamescom and Tokyo Game Show 2021 in a bid to support Indonesian game industry makers on the international stage. As reported by Antara Deputy for Marketing from the Ministry, Nian Nischaya, in a statement on Friday explained, this is a diverse selection of chosen participants and they are of excellent quality. They have the advantage of a valuation component and have a selling point. Next, the government will equip them so that they can perform optimally at Gamescom and Tokyo Game Show 2021. Let's move on to the international news. The U.S. Justice Department on Friday announced the seizure of the 2,734-ton tanker it said was owned and operated by a Singaporean national and used to make shipment of petroleum products to North Korea in a violation of international sanction. As reported by Reuters.com, a DOJ statement said that the MT Courageous was seized by Cambodian authorities in March 2020 in accordance with a U.S. warrant, having been used to transfer oil products to North Korean vessels and to make direct shipment to the North Korean port of Nampo. Criminal charges of conspiracy to evade economic sanction on the DPRK and money laundering conspiracy are pending against the alleged owner and operator of the Courageous, Kwek Kee Seng, a Singaporean national who remains at large. Using the acronym of North Korea's official name, DPRK is the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Three Cubans who took the desperate step of trying to cross one of Europe's most sensitive border rivers on airbats now face deportation from Russia. As reported by BBC.com, Russian border guard says that they were caught trying to paddle across into the European Union states of Estonia. They are said to have told guards they were hoping to get to Spain, where one of them has a daughter living. Cubans only need their passports to visit Russia for tourism but cannot enter the European Union legally without a visa. Tens of thousands of people have tried over the past 60 years to flee communist Cuba but more usually leave the Caribbean island for the U.S., traveling by boat and ship, often a great personal risk. That was the news.
Oh.
first news comes from Depok, West Java. The University of Indonesia is ranked first as the best university in Indonesia. University of Indonesia is also the only Indonesian university that is included in the top 10 best universities in Southeast Asia. The University Head of Public Relations, Amelita Lucia, in her statement in Depok Wednesday said, University of Indonesia is considered the best in terms of open access to scientific publication so that it can reach by world community through the internet network. University of Indonesia is also in position 729 in the world, according to the July 2021 edition of the Wibo Metrics Ranking of World Universities. The next news comes from Semarang, Central Java. The hospital warship belonging to the Indonesian Navy KRI Dr. Suharto last Thursday docked at Tanjung Emas Harbour, Semarang City, Central Java. The ship has an oxygen generator capable of producing about 150,000 liters of oxygen every day. This amount is equivalent to 20 to 25 oxygen cylinders with a capacity of 6,000 liters. The presence of KRI Dr. Suharto aims to help meet the oxygen needs in all hospitals in Central Java, especially COVID-19 patients. The commander of the Semarang Naval Base, Marine Colonel Nazaruddin, said the ship will dock at the Tanjung Emas port of Semarang until the oxygen needs in Central Java were met. The latest news comes from Denpasar, Bali. The Bali Province Representative Office of Bank Indonesia, the Indonesian Central Bank, promotes and socializes the Love Rupiah, Indonesian currencies, movement to the public by flying kites in the yard of the local office. In the future, this activity will be also carried out in a number of tourist attractions in Bali. Head of the Bali Province Representative Office of Bank Indonesia, Trisno Nugroho, on the sidelines of the kite's inaugural flight on Sunday in Denpasar, said that the kite was chosen as means of education for the community because apart from being close to the community, kites are also characteristic of local culture. The kite, measuring 4 times 3 meters, was flown using a background image of rhinos, eagles, and birds of paradise. According to Trisno, the rhino symbolizes the theme of love for the rupiah, the eagle symbolizes the symbol of the state, while the bird of paradise shows that the rupiah is always expected to be able to maintain the stability of the rupiah, in addition to functioning as a medium of exchange as well as an investment tool.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Listener, we began today in history with the event of July 31, 1944, the death of the French poet Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry is a French writer and pilot. He is known for his short novel entitled Le Petit Prince or The Little Prince, which was first published in 1943. The work has become the fourth most widely published book translated in the world, and it has been elected as the best French book of the 20th century. Being translated into 250 languages, including Braille, this work by Exupéry has become one of the best-selling books in the world. Exupéry is a commercial airplane pilot. He had started his writing career in 1929. On July 31, 1944, he flew to the Borgo in Corsica and was considered dead there. Turn to the event of 31st of July 1963, the Manila Agreement was signed. The Manila Agreement, or also known as the Manila Accord, was signed by the Federation of Malaya, the Republic of Indonesia, and the Republic of the Philippines on July 31st, 1963. The agreement followed up the meeting which was held in Manila from June 7th to 11th, 1963. This agreement contains the agreement of the three countries about the willingness of the people of Sabah and Sarawak that become the states of Malaysia to determine their own destiny, and they carried out free elections without coercion. And today in history, with the event of July 31st, 1992, Thai Airways International accident of Flight 113. Thai Airways International plane Flight 113 crashed into a mountain located north of Kathmandu City, Nepal, and it killed 113 passengers and crew. The plane departed from Don Mueang International Airport, Bangkok, to Tri Buffan International Airport, Kathmandu, Nepal. The investigations showed that the accident occurred because of a communication error between the pilot and the air traffic controller. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用してCOVID-19の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る、あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。和光院的COVID-19感染病毒19を抗い、やはりにくん。我抗うくん、やはりに。让整全体口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des Covid-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Berikan satu jawaban untuk membuat diriku tenang. Hanya kau satu yang bisa membuatku damai bahagia. Untaian kata-kata terindah kan ku berikan hanya untukmu. Semua cintaku, setulus hatiku, dapat kau pastikan hanya milikmu selalu. Terbawa arus derita dan terdampar di pangkuan. Ada satu yang bisa membuatku lebih bahagia. Walau cinta hanyalah kata, tak bisa kau lihat, hanya bisa kau rasa. Berikan adanya. Hanya kau satu yang bisa membuatku lebih mengerti arti cinta. Hanya bisa kau rasa.
Still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The director of the World Bank for Indonesia, Satu Kakkonen, said the rapid adoption of digital technology is a ray of hope in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic in Indonesia. Satu Kakkonen stated this during the virtual launch of the World Bank Indonesia Digital Report in Jakarta on Thursday. He said households and communities are increasingly dependent on digital technology for their daily activities, whether for working from home, shopping online, conducting education remotely, and other activities. At the same time, government agencies have also used this technology to address health challenges caused by the pandemic. With technology, the government is also increasingly able to distribute social assistance to people in need. Meanwhile, for companies, digital technology has helped them to continue operating. According to him, this becomes a warning and a reminder that to be ready in the future, digital innovation is one of the most important factors in business landscape. Satu Kakkonen further said, the digital application and technology also have the potential to continue to be used to help economic recovery as well as development in Indonesia. However, the government needs to first improve competitiveness in the future. The World Bank sees that the benefits of digital economy cannot be directly felt by the whole community. Some people in Indonesia may not be able to immediately participate in digital technology. Satu Kakkonen also said almost half of adults in Indonesia still cannot access the internet, and that means they cannot take advantage of the fruits of this digital technology. According to him, Indonesia must carry out inclusive digital development to reduce the gap in the use of digital technology. In addition, the government also needs to provide training to the community so that they are skilled in utilizing the digital economy. The World Bank Director for Indonesia reminded that there are challenges related to regulation from the government, how the government can ensure that digital technology can support inclusion.
Ku ingat senyum manismu, takkan habis waktu melamun. Bila ku ingat canda tawamu, takkan habis waktu berhangat. Ingin ku miliki hari selamanya berdua denganmu selamanya. Bukan hanya angan kelamaan.
Bila ku ingat janji manismu, ku tunggu sampai malam meninggalkan.
Biarlah ku ingat senyum manismu, takkan habis waktu melamun. Bila ku ingat canda tawamu, takkan habis waktu berangan-angan.
Bila ku ingat janji manismu, ku tunggu sampai malam meninggalkanku. Semoga bukan angan yang kelamaan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, today I introduce you Banyan Hill in Trenggalek, East Java. Trenggalek, which is a city located 200 kilometers away from Surabaya, has various tourism destinations such as beach, cave, and mountain. One of the tourism objects which you must visit if you come to Trenggalek is Banyan Hill at Widoro Village, Gandusari Sub-District, Trenggalek. Banyan Hill, which has an altitude of 1,175 meters, offers amazing sunrise and sunset. If you are enthusiastic about exploring nature, Banyan Hill can be an appropriate choice for your vacation. Listener, you can enjoy 4 different attractions at Banyan Hill in different time, such as the sunrise, the land above the clouds, sunset, and the land of stars. Sunrise usually starts around 5:30 a.m. The land above the clouds is another option which you can witness from 5 to 8 a.m. The cloud covering the hill makes the view more exotic both in the morning and in the evening. In addition to the beauty of sunrise, Banyan Hill is also famous for its spot to enjoy sunset. You can witness the beauty of sunset at around 5:30 p.m. At night, you can also witness the beauty of lights reflected from locals' houses. The lights are like the reflection of stars. Getting to Banyan Hill is really easy. You can take public transportation such as car and motorcycle. You also do not need to pay entrance ticket to enter Banyan Hill. If you want to stay at the hill, you can set up a tent there. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
berlangsung lama, berlalu begitu saja.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Listener, the COVID-19 pandemic is not an obstacle to making achievements on the world stage. Evidently, 5 students from Indonesia won 5 medals in the 51st International Physics Olympiad, or IPO. The Olympics was held online in Vilnius, Lithuania from 17th to 25th of July 2021. This international Olympic event was attended by 80 countries from all over the world with a total of 386 participants. The Physics Olympiad was supposed to take place in 2020, but due to the pandemic, it was postponed and only took place in 2021. Students who are members of the Indonesian national physics team at the high school level succeeded in obtaining achievements by winning 3 silver medals and 2 bronze medals at IFO 2021. This time, the Indonesian team was led by academics and lecturers from the University of Indonesia, Syamsul Rasid, and accompanied by Rinto Anugraha, lecturer from Gajah Mada University. In addition, the team was also accompanied by 2 observers, namely Bobby Eka Gunara from Bandung Institute of Technology and Budi Kurniawan from University of Indonesia. Of the Indonesian team, Syamsul Rasid said that the task for Indonesian students lasted for 5 hours fully. All the experimental task equipment of the participants was sent directly from the organizing committee abroad to the Indonesian participants, and the test kits arrived in Indonesia 3 days before the event took place. According to Syamsul, the organizers did ask that the task be run in the same place for all students. This was to facilitate supervision both directly and online from the committee in Lithuania, who supervised with a proctor or special supervisor and surveillance cameras. There were 2 stages of tests that had to be passed by the Olympic participants. The first test was experimental physics, which was held on Monday, July 19th, and continued with the second test, namely theoretical physics, on Wednesday, July 21st. The venue for the Physics Olympiad test in Indonesia took place at a private high school in the Bintaro Jaya area, South Tangerang, Banten. The 5 Indonesian students who won medals are Yosef Oliver Lim, Mario Alvaro, and Edward Humianto, who won silver medals. Meanwhile, the bronze medal was achieved by M. Anin Nabail Azim and Dian Hartono. that was Miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kita telah lama berjuang bersama, suka duka, tangis tawa menjadi bagian cerita kita.
Kita
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 di bakoikum til manazil.
Disaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, wasch je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Tanah Airku, to be sung by Harvey Malaiholo. As the title suggests, the song Tanah Airku, which was composed by P. Kelly Puspito, describes the amazing panorama of the homeland of Indonesia. There are winding rivers, valleys, towering mountains, and rice fields swaying in the wind. That is among the natural views of Indonesia, the gift of the creature. Well, listener, here is Harvey Malaiholo with a keroncong song entitled Tanah Airku. Happy listening!
Suatu pemandangan tanah airku Indonesia elok hadir. Padi berayun mendesau di hembusan minyak menderu. Indah tanah airku Indonesia raya, pujaan bangsaku. Tanah airku yang kaya raya dengan pemandangan alamnya. Indonesia, elok hadir. hujan yang menghujan menuju ke laut biru, serta padi berayun mendesau dihembus angin meneru. Indah tanah airku Indonesia Raya, pujaan saku. Tanah airku yang kaya raya dengan pemandangan alamnya.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Harap kau mengerti mengapa ku tak pernah berhenti berlari. Ku harap kau mengerti mengapa ku tak ada di sisi.
Waktuku muda, tak semua mudah. Bila ku tua, ku harap aku bertuah. Punya wanita yang baik di rumah, yang bisa bersatu kala kita berdua. Bukan pelukis tapi hari ku warnai. Tak perlu barcode walau ingin dihargai. Nama hartaku tiada berlebih, tapi ibu bilang usaha tanpa letih. Walau hidupmu tak seindah mereka, jangan masinis macam supir kereta. Cari harta jangan lupa kebaikan, bagaikan cek kewajiban harus ditunaikan. Ku coba buatmu bangga dengan ambil langkah yang langka. Hidup bagai ular tangga, naik dan turun, lari dan merangkak.
Lelah tapi tak menyerah, ku pakai dasiku di keran. Biarkanlah ku bekerja hingga senja bertemu senja.
Ku harap kau mengerti, mengerti. Ku harap kau mengerti, menanti, menanti. Sabarlah kau menanti, mengerti, mengerti. Ku harap kau mengerti, menanti, menanti. Sabarlah kau menanti.
Yeah. Inginkan dana yang berlimpah, macam ibu kota Peru mobil ada 5. Cari wanita mirip Adriana Lima. Ini hutan konkret, siapa jadi raja rimba. Setiap orang di sini perlu makan. Masalah lebih kompleks dari perumahan. Ingin sukses, semua putar otak. Tak perlu pakai heels, tapi semua berhak, berhak. Uang bagai gas, sama-sama ditabung. Macam sinetron, hidup harus bersambung. Gaji tak dikantung, makanan tak masuk ke usus sebab harga melambung. Dambakan hidup tanpa stres, hari-hari lebih manis dari janji capres. Dambakan hidup tanpa stres, hari-hari lebih manis dari janji capres.
Lelah tapi tak menyerah, ku pakai dasiku di keran. Biarkanlah ku bekerja hingga senja bertemu senja.
Ku harap kau
mengerti, mengerti. Ku harap kau mengerti, menanti, menanti. Sabarlah kau menanti, mengerti, mengerti. Ku harap kau mengerti, menanti, menanti. Sabarlah kau menanti. Yeah.
Ku harap kau mengerti mengapa ku tak pernah
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.